three. It gets stopped. Not have a good chance on that one. The penalty is over with 2:21 to go in this first period, but now we have another whistle on the play.
Puck was shot up and actually hit the coach on the bench.
Oh.
Got a big smile on his face. Must not have hurt him, but you got to be paying attention when you're on that bench. A puck comes up there awful fast.
Yes, I see the gentleman in the penalty box right now, both wearing helmets. Just in case.
They have a couple videotapers in the penalty box tonight.
Wow. You know, about two minutes to go in this first period of play. We still don't have a goal. Are you shocked by that at all? After how these two teams normally score a lot of goals on each other.
Yeah, they should be have themselves all set up now to some extent, but it just seems like the Chargers are a little flat here. They seem to be getting down in the other zone, but they don't seem to be passing real well yet.
See if they can get anything going.
Terrence Dubes has to be one of the players that has to step up here and play a good game. And he's doing all right, but he can play better than this yet. We'll see him playing better than this. Amon's been on a few rushes himself, so... Well, here we got a penalty for a little roughing call, I think.
Vogel dumps it down, and once Walmart touches his puck, Kennedy goes over, touches it, and there we have the whistle for the penalty. 1:19 to go in this first period. And Wickert will go to the penalty box. 2 minutes for interference.
So Chargers will go on a power play now, and we'll see what they can do.
See if they can add a goal before the intermission.
Walmart had their chance as on a power play, and now we'll see what Chargers do. They got Dubes out there, Whipple, Schooley. Well, they put Schooley up as a winger. Maurer and Simmons.
Now Walmart's going to try to play keep away with this puck. Walsh gets it, takes it across the red line, now the blue line. Shot on goal, off to the left. Walmart still keeping it in their zone. Amon lost it. Kennedy with it. He finds Walsh. Walsh will dump it into the zone. Amon's got it, but he has no help. So the three Chargers just get right on him as he tried to get in the zone. And a stick is broken right there. Wow.
Got an offsides.
Trowbridge.
Yep.
Broke his stick right there. 44.1 seconds to go in this first period of play. Chargers are still on the power play. 1:25 to go on that. Dubes will face off here against Amon. Amon wins the faceoff, tries dumping it down. Maurer now. Dubes in front of the net with the puck. He's trying to find it. Falls down. Amon comes up with it. He throws it down. Chargers trying to get something going right here as there's 25 seconds to go in this first period of play. We are scoreless between Walmart and the Chargers. Now it goes all the way down.
There won't be an icing because of the penalty. There's no icing for the penalty kill team.
This will be tough for these teams. Right now, Amon with the puck, 8 seconds to go. He's down in the corner. Puck gets away from him, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Puck in the middle of the ice, Trowbridge. And we will end the first period tied at zero. Chargers will come out in the second intermission with 40 seconds to go on the power play. But right now, it's time to hear a word from our sponsors.
Saving for your dream retirement doesn't have to be hard. Let's create a plan that works for you. Hi, this is Eric Lundy from Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. From traditional and Roth IRAs to catch-up contributions, we strongly encourage you to contribute by the April 15th deadline. Take advantage of potential tax benefits and give your money an opportunity to grow. To learn more, visit Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe or call 989-269-7427.
Lundy Financial Services is an independent firm with securities offered through Summit Brokerage Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Summit Financial Group Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
swing into savings with propane from Ferrellgas. With warm weather melting away the winter blues, now is the time to save on your propane bill. Call today for the spectacular spring fill specials. With 70 years of experience as a propane industry leader, Ferrellgas offers more than just your average propane service. They offer competitive prices with opportunities to lock in your price through the heating season. Their flexible delivery and payment options allow you to focus on more important things like work and family. Plus, you can earn up to $75 through the customer referral program. Ferrellgas employees understand the importance of being prepared while also making your dollar go further. Call their office at 989-269-9955 and schedule your next fill or ask about setting up a contract today.
The world in the palm of your hands. Thumb Cellular is proud to announce the arrival of the LG Axis smartphone powered by Android. The LG Axis has it all, featuring a QWERTY keyboard, an HTML browser with 3G speed, an MP3 player, access to the Android marketplace for a huge selection of the latest apps. The LG Axis smartphone is Wi-Fi capable and features a 3.2 megapixel camera with flash. And right now you can get the LG Axis smartphone at Thumb Cellular for only $59. That's right, $59. Browse the web, load up with the coolest apps, listen to your favorite songs, and get the information you need when you need it with the LG Axis smartphone available at any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for just $59 now through March 31st. Terms of service apply. Stop in today and get the world in the palm of your hands. And it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
And we're just underway in this second period of play in the Bantam Championship game between the Northgate Team 1 Chargers and Walmart. And the score is all knotted at zero. Derek Diesner here with you, joined by my partner, Rick Callender. Rick, you want to go over the first half first period stats.
Yeah, Walmart took 7 shots on goal, and the Chargers took 6. So the goalies should be woke up now. So maybe we'll have really low-scoring game now the rest of the way.
We definitely could, but if the Chargers are going to strike, this is the period that they seem to score in the most.
Yes, they seem to pick it up the second, and then if they're behind, they pick it up in the third. That's kind of the way this team plays, so.
We'll see what this second period has in store for us as the teams have switched ends.
The Walmart team seems to play hard the whole game.
Walmart's got it right now. Amon tried throwing it in front. Puck deflected.
Wicker's wide open in front of the net.
They're trying to keep it in the zone, and they almost did. And
back in for an offsides.
We'll have our first line change with 11:37 to go in this second period of play.
Both teams must be short-shipped in here. They're down to 30-second shifts, trying to keep fresh legs on the ice.
What we talked about in the first period, there weren't too many whistles, so a lot of skating between these players. They didn't really have time to breathe. Puck being thrown around right now. Right in front of us, Maurer and Wicker, and a whistle for offsides.
Well, they got it out and somehow got caught up in Smith's skates, and he dragged it back over the ice, over the blue line.
So we'll have another face-off right in front of us. Maurer to face-off for the Chargers, Amon for Team Walmart. And this one put back in the zone. Walmart tried to keep it in, but the Chargers get it out. And here they go down the ice. Maurer with it. Good save to keep it in by number 13, Terrence Dubes. Dubes leading this team with 22 goals and 8 assists, and he's a defenseman.
Well, on this Chargers team, they run 3 defensemen. They call their center a defenseman also. So they take turns in playing the straight-up defense, and then the wing, the center also plays offense, but his main goal is to play defense.
Amon with it, and he'll send it down.